CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on unceded stolen lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikuitlam First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on unceded stolen lands of the Ketse, Kwikuitlam, and Stolo First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of this place, and we thank them for their stewardship of the lands and the waters. My name is Leslie, and it has been an active, wild month on Typically Tuesdays. So much has been going on. Started the month off strong with Fun Drive, then we had two Idol interviews. I've got a special treat for you coming up next week as well, and I figured between that and those really great interviews that I had with Meika Oceanus and Setsuna, why not bridge those two things together with just a simple playlist of all idols, actually, because, spoiler alert, next week was more idols. But today's playlist is just a bunch of idol music, stuff that I've been getting into recently, stuff that I've been listening to for a while. I think all of it is new music from this year, and it spans many different types of moods and genres even. Get into it. I hope you will. The first track is a cover by Magical Melody, who is an overseas idol based in Seattle. I love her. She sings live. Her concept is a magical girl concept. She even does her own, like, produces and writes her own web show about her idol persona named Magical Melody, who is a magical girl. And she sings a lot of Showa-era pop songs, but the best part, the cherry on top, really, she does it all live while roller skating. Ugh. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Here is her cover of Yu Hayami's Nagisa no Lion. And if anybody wants to book her for a Vancouver Idol event, please do. I'm begging. Here's Magical Melody with Nagisa no Lion. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Was Beanie with Salamin Salamin here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie and I've been getting into Beanie. I really like them. I had listened to their music before and had enjoyed it quite a lot. But it's only the past couple of weeks that I've started to really get into what they're all about. And I'm not gonna lie, as a lover of girl groups, having loved girl groups essentially my entire life, I would say Beanie are kind of, they might be in my top five, if not even top three, of girl group performers in general. Like, they're all really well-rounded. They have such an incredible team behind their, like, hair and makeup artistry, and then they're all really synchronized at dancing. They seem like a really fun bunch to see live, and one of my biggest regrets of this year is that they came to Vancouver. I had thought about seeing them in concert, even though at that time I wasn't super into them. I just liked their music, and then I didn't see them. I actively didn't see them. And there are a lot of reasons why, and I won't get into it because that discussion will prove to be very long. But hey, Beanie, open invitation. Please come on to Typically Tuesdays. I'm feeling very, overzealous and overconfident from the past two interviews that I've had with idols. And so I'm like, hey, Beanie, hit me up. You know, I can't pay you, but I love idols, and I'm going to make the bold claim that I could potentially be one of the best interviewers you've ever had, simply because I love and appreciate idols so much. More than your average interviewer, possibly. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. I'm not a professional. Anyways, that doesn't matter. Beanie, open invitation. Please come on to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM in Vancouver. And please return to Vancouver. I know you will. But please make a pit stop to our station. Anyways, we're going to listen to some more music now. You know what we don't celebrate enough of on Typically Tuesdays? We don't highlight the work of men enough, you know? That is feedback that I have gotten before. Like, Leslie, where are all of the male musicians? Like, I thought you were about, you know, gender equity. It doesn't seem very equitable because all you play are women and other people of marginalized genders on your show. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I hear that feedback. It is true. I think maybe I have maybe just a few biases against men. And I'm going to try to change that today by, you know, celebrating and highlighting the music of men on the program. Because male musicians are just so overlooked on any type of radio show. Anyways, we're going to be playing X-Love, who is a K-pop idol group that's really quite popular right now, especially online. They're like this queer-inspired group, and their music is very fun. You have to watch them dance to it as well. That's what makes, in my opinion, the X-Love experience. I've been really into this track lately, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Please consider watching a video of them performing it. This is X-Love with Beep here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Typically Tuesdays.
Dancing on the Pets Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
I was given the destiny of a rose, to always live life aflame with passion. The rose blooms with nobility. The rose perishes beautifully.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. You just heard Misophonia with their cover of Bara wa Uskushi Kuchiru. And Misophonia are a US-based overseas idol group gathering a lot of inspiration from Gothic Lolita aesthetics and sound. And you can hear that in this song as well. They just released their debut single. I think it's called Love Poison. And I really like that track as well, but really wanted to play this beautiful rendition of the opening theme to the old Rose of Versailles anime. So I hope you enjoyed that. Before that, you heard Shere Ife with Tenshi no Hane. Had some fun kind of like dance clubby beats there for you. A lot of, you know, I really appreciate kind of like just like the Heisei era gyaru kind of like sound that Shere Ife has, and I hope eventually one day that I will be able to catch her live as well. She seems really cool. Next up on the playlist, we've got some intense music, very intense music. You know, a lot of idol music these days, it spans a lot of different genres, and there's a lot of intensity of emotion sometimes in these songs. But look forward to that for the next couple of tracks. We're going to be listening now to a group that was mentioned by Setsuna last week in my interview with her. This is an idol group called No Face, No Reality, based out of Taiwan. And they are very cool. You're just going to have to listen to them. But in this track, they're singing in Taiwanese Hokkien. So I can't speak in Taiwanese Hokkien. So I'm just going to say the English name of the title of the song, which is The Flower of Revolution. Ooh, very cool, right? We'll get into it. Here's No Face, No Reality here on CJSF 90.1 FM, typically Tuesdays. This is The Flower of Revolution. Check it out.
You want to what I love in the mud, that me like it, then again, cause I'm icy, kahit na ano pa yan, come bite me, what you gonna do, don't bring me do my thing, na maitim na ula, pag kukikiligin, kung totoo ka positibo, ay baka lang papraneng, kasi pag realidad, ang harang, lagi nagising, anong pakiramdam, pamanig sa walang hanggang hagdan, di pa sa padamdam, ang katapusada, lahat ay usili mo lang, dito, sa'kin di po, lahat sinipon, kahit hindi ka, nagkakadigo, kaya tapos